Du 26 septembre au 9 octobre, le Prismatic Arts Festival a animé les théâtres et musées d'Halifax. Ce festival annuel a pour vocation de célébrer et mettre en avant les artistes autochtones et de couleur. Il est multidisciplinaire, cela veut dire que plusieurs formes d'art sont représentées. Par exemple, il était possible d'assister à des concerts tels que celui de Didi Austin, une jeune artiste autochtone locale, mais également à une performance de cirque par Breaking Circus, ou encore à une exposition d'art à la Art Gallery of Nova Scotia. Comme vous avez pu le remarquer, le festival se déroulait à plusieurs endroits dans la ville. Raissa Lalani, la directrice artistique de ce festival que nous avons rencontrée pour cette entrevue, nous a dit que l'objectif était de présenter chaque artiste dans un lieu qui leur correspondait. Elle nous a également raconté que ce festival existe depuis 2018 et que son but est de donner de la visibilité à ces talentueux artistes autochtones.
And it really was created out of seeing the need for main stage opportunities for artists that have traditionally been underrepresented or marginalized in their communities and not shown on main stages. So for us, you know, every single year that we have the festival, it's a priority to really showcase some of the, you know, best and talent and the most professional artists, you know, across the country and give them those opportunities to have, you know, the best stages and venues and technicians and to really show audiences here how incredible their work really is.
Lorsque l'on fait passer de la lumière dans un prisme, elle ressort diffractée en plusieurs couleurs. C'est ce symbole qui a été choisi pour le nom du festival pour représenter sa diversité.
Yeah, so the Prismatic Arts Festival, it actually came from our previous executive director who actually is just leaving the festival this year. So he's the founder of the festival. His name is Shaheen Sayadi. And he was the one who came up with the name Prismatic Arts Festival. And, you know, I think it's kind of a beautiful dichotomy between a prism really kind of reflects a lot of different colors of light, but in fact, it actually is just white light. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, you know, kind of playing on the word and the balance of what we're doing is to showcase, you know, people of color. So having kind of that aspect of coloredness, but also, you know, a testament to saying that, you know, what it has predominantly been white spaces and white stages, and we want to make sure that there is, you know, equality across and equity across across the board on stages. So
Djali Tapa, une artiste francophone venant de Montréal aux origines maliennes, était présente dimanche soir au Bus Stop Theater.
Yeah, so she's a Malian singer, and she actually just launched her first album in February of 2019. And this album, you know, was a resounding tribute to women and kind of Africanness. Yeah. And so she has, you know, a high-pitched voice. She has, you know, beautiful delivery and gestures on stage. She's just magical to watch. Mm-hmm. And her music kind of is a mixture of kind of like Sahelian atmospheres, blues, and electronic music. Mm-hmm. And she actually just won a Juno in 2020 as well. Okay. So we have two Juno musicians this year. But Jaylee, yeah, you know, she works with some of, you know, the best artists in Montreal, and they're bringing kind of some of the African instruments like the kora, for example, to the stage here in Halifax. So it's going to be a really, you know, beautiful experience for audiences to hear and see music that maybe they've never heard before. Yeah.
Comme ce festival promeut les artistes sous-représentés, Raissa nous a expliqué que mettre en avant une artiste francophone était aussi important pour l'équipe du Prismatic Arts Festival.
Absolutely. You know, I think it for us, you know, our festival, the whole intention of the festival is to showcase and bring, you know, space to people who are underrepresented.
Yeah.
And that includes, you know, the French community, the Black community, yes. The Indigenous community, people of color. So for us, if there's anyone or any artists that, you know, are usually kind of sidelined or not represented properly on the main stages, all of that is a priority for us. And that does absolutely include having a French artist.
En fait, le Prismatic Arts Festival a coopéré avec l'Alliance française d'Halifax. Grâce à l'Alliance, tous les éléments de promotion et d'information ont été traduits en français. De plus, l'Alliance a pu faire la promotion du festival auprès du public francophone. Raissa a ajouté qu'il était important que l'artiste francophone soit bien accueilli dans sa langue principale.
Absolutely, you know. So for us, I think it's really important to kind of respect people for who they are. And for us, you know, having Jaylee coming in to Halifax to, you know, what is predominantly more of an English-speaking community, we wanted to make sure that, you know, her words and her music is reflected in French and in the best way possible. So we started a partnership with Alliance Française, and we, you know, kind of talked to them, and we've been working with them to make sure that, you know, everything in our program on our website is bilingual. And as well as at the show, you know, they're going to be present to do some translations and make sure that, you know, anything that we're saying is represented both in French and English. So they've partnered with us as a community partner, to just help ensure that, you know, the French community here is aware that the show is happening, and to make sure that French is, you know, the most important language and the first language that's being presented at the show.
Si vous ne connaissiez pas ce festival, allez y faire un tour l'automne prochain. Nous remercions Raïssa pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle pour IGL.